Hey fam, welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast, the art of hearing God's perfect will. The podcast that invites you to tune into God's guidance and discover his flawless plan for your life. I'm Michelle Honora, your host, and I'm thrilled to have you here. I'm an author, speaker, and spiritual direction coach, as well as the founder and director of the Center for Prophetic Listening. In a world filled with noise and distractions, finding clarity in God's will can be a challenge, especially if you're facing significant life transitions. Whatever challenges you're encountering, you're about to learn how to discern God's perfect will for both significant and everyday situations. So tune in, open your heart, and embark with me on this sacred quest to hear God's voice and discern his perfect will for your life. Welcome to the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Hello, fam. Welcome to another episode of the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. I am really happy to be here with you guys. I know in my last solo episode, The Inner Pause, I talked about, and I was pretty vulnerable about some of the challenges that I was dealing with as far as having to make an unexpected pause in my business, in my life, and how it basically triggered kind of an inner panic about purpose and mission and, you know, why I was here and all the things. And I wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update. Thank you for those of you who listened to that episode, prayed. Thank you so much for those of you who left a review, writing and sharing that you were praying for me. I'm so grateful to you guys. Your prayers were so needed and they were so answered. I had a kind of a real reckoning with the Lord, and he just was so faithful and patient and showed up and provided such clarity about next steps. And so I actually wanted to touch on that subject in today's episode, talking about right now revelations. So something that I struggled with as an adolescent and a teenager was this profound sense of not knowing enough to be able to swing it in life, to be competent to, and I'm not just talking about achieving my dreams and my goals and the things that I wanted to do in life, but literally I had moments when I was a teenager where I wondered, am I really going to be able to do this adult thing? I think we call it adulting now, but back then we didn't really have that word. So I remember vividly when I was 19, purchasing a book that was called How to Be an Adult. And it had nothing to do with I think that it touched a little bit on emotional maturity and stuff like that, but it was like the nuts and bolts of, okay, how do you figure out car insurance? What's a deductible? What's a premium for health insurance? This is how you file your taxes. I'm talking about like the nitty gritty things of life that, you know, maybe most parents will teach their kids, but if any of you are like me, a lot of times you're kind of just learning it as you go. And I felt woefully ill-equipped to handle kind of the more adult things. And I'm talking about now, mind you, when I was 19, like the biggest purchase I'd made up to that point was you know, a $50 printer. And then shortly after that, you know, an $1,800 car. But yeah, this was me kind of stepping in and emerging into adulthood and feeling like, wow, there's so many things I don't know, and I need to get all the knowledge and I need to kind of have it stored up in my head so that I can feel prepared to take on life, to do life well. And I think a little bit of that mentality transferred into how I approached my spiritual life, my spiritual walk with God. So rather than giving myself grace to kind of learn and discover things one piece at a time, recognizing that it's a journey, I have had moments and seasons where I have felt overwhelmed because of what I simply did not know. I'm talking about theological things. I'm talking about the character of God, the ways of God. I'm talking about, you know, what what teachings are true versus what's not true, what spiritual principles are man-made versus those that are actually, revealed by the Lord. And yes, we have the Word of God to anchor us to truth. That's absolutely true. And yet, there are certain things that are a little bit more fuzzy. So when I think about Revelation and what God reveals bit by bit, he actually revealed this to me a few months ago. It was pretty recently, because I felt like I was encountering a few people who had very, very strong ideas about the way that the world works and the way that God works with the world. And their convictions were so strong and adamant that a part of me felt like, okay, if I don't catch on to what they're believing, then I might be behind the curve, or I could be missing out on some profound revelation, or something along those lines. Well, finally, the Lord just told me, as I was, contemplating and praying about this, I went on a prayer walk, and he just told me, what if you relaxed and allowed me to be the shepherd of what you need to know when you need to know it? I'm going to say that again. He told me, what if you just relaxed and allowed me to be the shepherd of what you need to know when you need to know it? You see, guys, sometimes, actually, a lot of times with the Lord, we are on a need to know basis, because God knows that we can only take so much information. And even if he reveals certain things to us, if it's not revealed to us at the right time, we're going to have a hard time absorbing that info. We're going to have a hard time knowing what to do with it. We're going to have a hard time applying it. And so when I say right now revelation, I'm talking about revelation that God deposits to us for such a time as this, for this present season, for whatever specific purpose he has for that revelation. And that's what I experienced in the midst of the inner pause. That's what I experienced towards the tail end of it. So, as you guys know, I was spinning out. I felt like I had been stripped to the studs of my identity. I was questioning everything, questioning my purpose, questioning my path. I was really wrestling with profound regret for decisions that I had made, wondering if I had like messed up my life, wondering if I took a wrong turn when I was 18, 19, wondering if I needed to go back and do certain, if I should have done certain things in a different way, and if I would be in a much better place in my life if I, and I'll be more specific. For example, when I was 17, 18 years old, I had planned on being an actress. I had done modeling during my teen years, and I had also done a lot of theater. And I really believed at the time that I had caught the acting bug, and that was what I was supposed to do. And I had an aptitude for it. I was really good at acting. And I'll be honest, I wanted to be famous. I've always felt like I was, I don't know, meant to be seen. And I don't say that in a conceited way. I just that was just something that was always in me. I've always loved film and story, and so I thought, okay, actress, that's what I'm supposed to be. That's what I'm supposed to do. Well, I got accepted into NYU's Tisch School of the Arts, very competitive program, but I got accepted, and I was going to earn my bachelor's of fine arts in acting. And I made the decision my freshman year while I was at NYU to withdraw from Tisch School of the Arts and transfer to Biola University, a little known Christian college in the suburbs of Los Angeles. Again, very little known, like not too many people are aware of Biola University, or what it even stands for, Bible Institute of Los Angeles. And I made that decision to leave acting behind and to become a film student and really explore what does it look like to write films. So I ended up getting my bachelor's degree in cinema and media arts with an emphasis in screenwriting. And then after I graduated, I wrote five best-selling novels, and I kind of went more into I guess the ministry track of things, and then business. And so I looked back on that period of my life when I was in the middle of my kind of inner chaos and panic. And I kept asking the Lord, like, should I have stuck with acting? Should I have stayed at NYU? Would I have been further in life if I had made that decision? And the Lord brought to mind, and this is what I love about Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit immediately took me back to a moment in time when I was 18 years old that I had completely forgotten and hadn't thought about in years. But there was a moment when my class and I were exploring the theaters at NYU, and the professor there turned to us and she said something so profound. And it stuck with me, and it actually was what helped me to make the decision to leave NYU. She looked at us and she said, "If you are here to learn and master the craft of acting, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. If you love acting for acting's sake, this is where you're supposed to be, and we will do everything in our power to make you the best actor you could possibly be. But if you are here for any other reason, whether it's public attention, whether it is fame or fortune or any of the things that, the most quote unquote successful actors achieve, then you need to rethink whether or not this is for you." And when she said that, I remember catching on to that at 18 years old and walking away knowing this is the end of my journey at NYU. And I'm probably not supposed to be an actor, because I'm not in it for the right reasons. I had completely forgotten that revelation moment. And come to think of it, that was a revelation moment. That was a revelation moment that the Lord gave me through my acting professor at NYU when I was 18 years old, before I even knew what revelations were. And the Lord brought that to my remembrance when I was on a prayer walk with him, spinning out, panicking about decisions that I'd made 15 years ago. And he told me that moment was not an accident. That moment was me. You did not make a bad decision. You made the right decision. And once he told me that, I was able to take a big sigh of relief and just go, "Oh, okay, you had me. You have me. You've had my back all along. Everything was for a purpose." And it was shortly after that, in the middle of my workday, I stepped away. I took a break, and I felt this nudging in my spirit to grab my journal and just sit with the Lord and spend time with him. And literally within 5 minutes of sitting down with my journal, whoosh, the Lord downloaded to me my next steps for the Center for Prophetic Listening. He downloaded to me the new program that I'm launching in just a few weeks' time. He gave me every bit of detail and what it needed to look like, what to call it, what features to have in it, the impact that it's supposed to make, who it's for. I mean, y'all, I say this a lot to people, and maybe I haven't said this on this podcast, but God can take a really long time to move really, really quickly. Like, he can take a really long time where you're thinking, man, he's not doing anything. What's going on here? Only to find whoosh, boom, 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 boom. Everything is lined up, ready to go. He's on the move, and you better keep up with him. Y'all, when I got up off that seat, I was so recharged, so re-energized. It felt like I could probably see him just looking at me and smiling and going, "You really didn't think I had you. You really didn't think I had your back? Come on now. Look at what I had for you all along." So I want you guys to think about, I know that I challenged you in the last solo episode about the inner pause. to acknowledge what inner pause was happening in your own world. But now I want to challenge you to think about revelation, like right now revelation. What is a revelation that God is depositing to you or has deposited to you pretty recently that is specifically for you in this particular season and juncture of your journey? If you haven't left a review yet, go ahead and write that right now revelation in your review. Because you know, guys, I do read those and I love seeing how you guys are processing and interacting with what I share in this podcast. I hope that this was encouraging to you as you guys watch me in real time struggle with my understanding of things, struggle with God's pacing of things, and now coming out of that whirlwind of panic and going, oh, this is what he was doing. Okay. So anyway, I hope that this wasn't too much of a rambling episode. I hope this was more of a blessing than anything. And I will see you on the next episode. I'm planning on the next episode being a little bit different than previous ones. I actually had a very special guest come onto the podcast. His name is Jordan Rayner. He is a best-selling author and speaker and Christian entrepreneur. And he has an amazing podcast. So he's going to be on the show next, and I'm going to be interviewing him about his book. And actually, guys, his book is partly why I had my inner panic, so to speak. So I'm going to interview him about that book. And then I'm actually going to share in the next episode my thoughts and reflections on that book and on that that interview and the revelation that the Lord gave me from that. So I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. Again, please leave a review if you haven't, and I'll see you soon. Love you. Bye. Hey, fam, fam. I want to thank you for taking the time to watch this episode. I really, really hoped that you were blessed by it. If this taught you anything about hearing God more clearly, about listening to him with other people, if it inspired you watching other people connect with the voice of God, I want to encourage you, share this show. Don't be greedy. Don't keep this all to yourself. Share this show. Let other people know about the Prophetic Listening Podcast. Share it on your social. Text a friend about it. Bring it up in conversation. Whatever that looks like for you. Also, if you could do me a huge solid and leave a review, guys, that helps increase visibility. There is nothing like word of mouth traction. So please leave a review. Lastly, if you want to connect with me on social media, you can hit me up on Instagram at TheMichelleAnora. You can also find my work, my resources, my e-courses, as well as the certification program on www.propheticlistening.com. Thank you again. Tune into the next episode. We're here every week. Can't wait to see you on the flip side. God bless.